1.
Hi Kelly, it's Josh. I keep getting your voicemail, so maybe your phone's switched off. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about this course. It's about how to get noticed as a blogger, and it sounds like we'd both learn a lot. They're going to talk about different ways to communicate using online video, social networking, and things like that. It's next month, so let me know soon if you're interested.
2.
Now for some local events. The new show at the Science Museum called Communicate sounds fascinating. It includes all sorts of communication devices. For example, there's a telephone timeline, from the earliest phones to the first mobiles, those heavy brick-like things, to the gadgets we use today. There's also a section about the history of computing. I'm definitely going, and I hope you'll give it a try.
3.
Hi everybody, I'm Nate, and this is my video web blog, Tech Tech. Today I'm talking about the latest version of the Seisu X-Phone, the X823A. You know I try out every new phone there is, so I know what's good, and this phone isn't. For one thing, the battery takes ages to recharge, and it only lasts a few hours. I don't care for the screen layout either, so don't waste your money on this one.
4.
Okay, before I start, keep in mind that I'm going to assign a project related to this subject. So, do take notes. Now, thinking of communication, the first thing that comes to mind nowadays is technology. But we often forget the most basic form of communication, the human face. Our expressions are like coded messages, and you'll be amazed what you can discover by studying expressions more closely. So, look at the face up on the screen and tell me what this person is communicating.